gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Karen Vance.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with the ever-enchanting Sydney at 818-818-6401. And the show is produced by my daughter...
Lexi Adams.
There you go. Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by SCOE 10X, the most popular odor eliminator out there. Guaranteed to take out any odors. So I highly recommend that you get it at SCOE10X.com. S-C-O-E number 10X.com. Good Pets food, supplements, and treats. They'll give you 10% off for putting the word pets in the promo box at goodpetsfoods.com for your dogs. And don't forget... Departing on September 30th of this year, Italy, my bucket list. Join me from Colette Tours, 1-800-581-8942 for information, booking number 1382009, or just go to TalkinPets.com. It's there as well. This is Talkin' Pets.
Welcome back. And in other news, recent scientific research has discovered that animals... originally thought to have only primary or instinctive emotions, are in fact capable of more complex secondary emotions. This discovery proves what animal lovers have known all along, that animals can feel pride, sympathy, jealousy, and most importantly, can fall in love.
Let's go. Yeehaw!
Extraordinary.
Listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. The lines are open at 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
So, what do you think, guys? Karen, Lexi, do you think your pets understand the meaning of love, jealousy, hate?
Jealousy, 100%, yes. My dog is very jealous.
I think animals, I don't see why there's, like, okay. So, all the years we've been doing the show, going on 36 years now this year, I've worked with a lot of different trainers. I've worked with a lot of different behaviorists. I've worked with wild animal people and celebrities and so on and so forth. But the majority rule is that animals feel just like we do, different emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Some people think not, think they don't feel anything. But I beg to differ on that. I mean, I think that, I mean, I know, well, for instance, my cats, I know when they're hurting. They know when I'm hurting. They know when I'm sad. I know when they're sad. I mean, I think they deal with jealousy. Well, I know she does, my black cat Shadow, because if anybody tries to harm me or kind of like talk, she has to have the attention all the time. So she's a little diva. My other two, not as much. But I really do. I mean, there was a great book, Jeffrey Mason. He lives in New Zealand now. Great friend of mine. I've known him for many, many years. He's a writer. And there was a book that he wrote, and this is how I first met him out in Los Angeles, When Elephants Weep. And it deals with the fact of animals' emotions. How, you know, certain baby animals will stay with the mother for a certain amount of years. How, when something happens to a dolphin's young, the dolphins become sad, and you could tell by their emotions and their body movements and so on and so forth. So what makes us so superior as humans to think that we are the only creatures on this planet that know how to love
our brains,
how to hate? But animals have brains as well.
But they can't do what we do.
We can't necessarily do what they do.
Yeah, but we are, for lack of a better word, better. Like, we build technology. They don't make technology. They don't evolve the way that we've evolved. They don't build buildings and cities and government. Not that we're doing great on everything, but we still have intelligence.
Just because they don't sit at a computer and type out a story doesn't mean that they're not intelligent.
They're still not evolving. They're not making their own clothes. They're not evolving to be where they could have their own. Yes, they can have their own tribe kind of thing,
so,
but not like we do.
Dealing with the times right now, and I'm not going to go political, but I am going to make a statement in that way. Humans create war. Mm-hmm. Animals don't. And I would actually deal more with an animal that doesn't make a dress versus a human that starts a major war. And the thing is that I'm not, when I said about love and everything like that, I'm talking emotions. I'm not talking about actions where they're able to write stories or able to build a car or whatever. I'm talking about emotions of jealousy, love.
But that's why, though. That's why we think that we're better than them, is because they don't do what we do. They don't speak or communicate in a way that any person can understand. They don't do that in a way. And some people do,
though.
It opens
up Pandora's box, because mm-hmm. what's to say as humans we're living a better life? I mean, you can have the richest person that has all the money in the world.
Oh, I would much rather be a cat.
And they're still depressed as hell.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know, you can have people that, you know, that are going through poverty and everything in this country because of the way the country's run or things like that.
We can put them in a cage. That's why we think that we're superior. We can put them down where they don't do that to us.
But other humans have also put people in cages too.
Yeah, I know. But that's why we think that we're better than animals, more intelligent and better, is because we can control them. It's a control
thing.
But
they're not the ones that are bringing...
It doesn't make it right.
They're not bringing destruction and the end to the world that we know. I mean, I'm just saying that in their own right, they have their own intelligence, and maybe we learn something from them that we don't have to be so greedy and own everything that we can own and have all the money that we have, and more so live life to enjoy it, and, you know, and to enjoy friends and family. And I mean, when I was growing up, my family always got together, you know, for dinners. Mm-hmm. Holidays, we were all together. Now, in this day and age, it's not that way. We hardly see each other now.
Mm-hmm.
So I look at the evolution of man and our so-called intelligence that we're able to, you know, build certain things that make us seem smarter. But in the long run, are we really smarter?
Technically, we shouldn't even be the top of the food chain, because if you think about even our young, it takes them how long to walk, to talk, to feed themselves, to do anything.
True.
You have a baby that gets born in the wild that plops down 6 feet and can already run away from things that are hunting it.
Giraffe?
Yeah, that's what I was going with.
So, but the thing is that... Yeah, I knew right away. But that's the thing, is that we look at so many aspects of mm-hmm. intelligent and the human aspect. And yes, we can build bombs. We can build high-rises. We can, you know, build cars. But in the long run, are we helping ourselves or are we hurting ourselves? And, you know...
It appears that we're destroying the planet.
It makes it easier for us to do what we want by saying, they're stupid. They don't know what's happening. They have no emotion. It's easier for us as human beings to deal with that so that we can eat them and keep them as pets and to destroy their homes and make them go...
But a giraffe is not going to destroy the planet.
No.
Mankind, humans will.
We're fully natural to this planet, and that's why we're destroying it.
But that's the argument, and that's the theory. So if anybody has, you know, has a thought on that, we welcome it in. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. But I would, in this day and age, it seems like it's more relaxable and more caring to actually live with an animal than it is sometimes with humans.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's, you know, everybody has their own premise, just like everybody has their own opinion. You know, so...
Just like buttholes.
But I, yes.
Everyone has one, but they all stink.
Yep.
I recall when you were having this conversation, I kept thinking, when I was in high school, there were two things that really burned me up in the advanced biology class. And one of them was that our tongue had four separate sections. Mm. Okay, and this part tastes sweet, this tastes sour, this tastes salty, and there was one other descriptive word. And you couldn't taste that anywhere else on your tongue, only that one. I knew that was wrong. I knew from putting candy anywhere I wanted. It's sweet, right? And the other thing was animals don't have emotions. And I was furious.
Yeah, I mean.
Lies they teach us.
People think what they want to think. I like to think the best when it comes around to animals. We'll be right back. This is Talkin' Pets.
Seconds a child is reported missing. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted car. Call 1-800-581-7933. You'll receive the maximum tax deduction and we provide fast, free pickup. Call 1-800-581-7933. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Call 1-800-581-7933. This advertisement was paid for in partnership with Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Hi, friends. John Patch here. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor elimination product that actually works. It's called SCOE 10X, the best odor elimination product made. Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, and vomit. Even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's 100% money-back guaranteed. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor elimination product that actually works. Go to SCOE10X.com today. And that's SCOE10X.com. Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X, and that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-340-5200. That's 800-340-5200. 800-340-5200. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states. Not available in California.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
Seven weaned northern elephant seal pups at Ano Nuevo State Park in California have tested positive for highly pathogenic avian flu, marking the first confirmed case in marine mammals in California and the first detection in northern elephant seals. The cases were identified after researchers from UC Santa Cruz noticed respiratory and neurological symptoms, including weakness and tremors, sent samples to UC Davis for testing. The USDA later confirmed the virus. Scientists say the rapid detection is due to heightened surveillance efforts prompted by devastating H5N1 impacts on southern elephant seals in Argentina in 2023. They host about 5,000 seals during breeding season, and while around 1,350 were present when the outbreak began, most adult females had already migrated. Officials have temporarily closed public viewing areas and canceled guided tours. Researchers from UC Davis, UC Santa Cruz, NOAA Fisheries, and other partners are continuing to monitor the colony and nearby marine mammals. While the risk to the public is low, officials warn people and pets to avoid contact with seals. The outbreak is part of the broader global spread of H5N1, which has affected wild birds, poultry, and multiple mammal species across North and South America in recent years. Ongoing surveillance efforts aim to track the outbreaks and assess potential long-term impacts on the seal population. Visit Talking Pets for more news and join our social media at Talking Pets Radio. I'm Lexi Adams.
I'd still love you.
If I got the avian flu?
Uh-huh.
I like that it said in the story that they're warning people and pets to stay away from seals. And that just sounds funny because I'm pretty sure they're warning people to keep their pets away from. They're giving out broad alerts to the dogs and cats. Don't go near seals.
Attention, all dogs.
My cat Shadow speaks, so we'll just have her tell everybody.
Yeah.
So, I got to be careful with the avian flu. I mean, I've got chickens, and, you know, I don't really see many wild birds around their coop or anything like that, or their clutch, or their, what am I thinking of?
The coop.
The what?
Yeah, their coop.
Their coop, yeah. So, I don't really see much around there, but you got to be careful. Now it's people get it, and now seals are getting it. It's moving around, and I don't think they tell us everything about how bad it could be or is. So, and I still kind of wonder, you know, they killed so many chickens in the past because they came up with avian flu, but I'm not hearing anything about chickens being killed now, and I don't think avian flu, obviously, if it's going into seals, has not gone away. So, we're told what we're supposed to know, I guess, but anyway.
Let the games begin!
So, speaking of birds, if you can identify what bird this is that makes this sound, we're going to set you up with a bottle of Scully 10X, the ultimate odor eliminator. So, you're going to get it. You can't have won it before. It has to be a first time. Scully 10X. I use it myself. Karen, I know you love it.
I love it.
And Lexi, it's good on poop and pee. So, those stinky butts, you know, it's safe to use there, too.
Puke out of a car. That stuff got every bit out.
It's
I
amazing.
I couldn't believe it.
You can use it on mold even. So if you can identify this bird. Hmm. What bird makes that sound?
I think I know.
And
they, two guesses.
Well, this would maybe be a big hint. They can run at speeds of 43 miles an hour.
Hmm.
Did that confuse you more?
No.
No?
No, I can think of a bird that can run that fast. I just wasn't thinking that.
I have heard them make that sound before. I've been around them, and I don't think they're very attractive looking, but they taste good.
Hmm.
I mean, I've had it once. I remember calling my brother Joe from the restaurant. I'm like, Joe, I'm going to have this bird for the first time. And he's like, what? Really? Because like back then, this was years ago, those weren't on plates. They are now.
I was going to say, it's more common now for them to be?
Yeah, you do see it more in restaurants now. Not as much, though, which is odd. But to me, it tasted more like a steak than anything else. But, and very, like, no fat. Hmm. So they're a lot healthier. 818-818-6401. What bird am I talking about? 818-818-6401 sounds like this. They've also been known to have their heads in the ground from time to time.
Okay, I know
what it is. 818-818-6401. I want to make it a little bit easier. So call now, because in this hour, I'm going to play my song. And I want you to listen to it. It was a poem that I wrote many years ago and now made it into a song. And I'm very proud of it. And I'm very proud about the message that it relays. And we were talking about brains and so on and so forth. It kind of goes with that as well. 818-818-6401. What bird am I referring to? They've been known to run at speeds up to 43 miles per hour, making them the fastest bird on land. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. So I really do believe, though, Lexi, we've been all talking about with emotions on animals, I really do believe that they do experience it.
Oh, yes, I do, too.
No doubt.
How many times we've gotten calls on the air from, I remember one drastically, this woman called up and she was like, I can't understand why my dog keeps peeing on my new boyfriend's shoes and clothes. And could be jealousy, could be a different smell, either way. She doesn't like the boyfriend.
There's something about the boyfriend.
Yes. Well, 818-818-6401. The question's out there. What animal made that sound? But when we come back out of our break, I'm going to play a special song. So, I hope you enjoy it if you haven't heard it before. It is something I wrote many years ago. It means a lot. 818-818-6401. But once again, I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And we want to talk with you, so pick up the phone and give us a call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
This is Ron Seggi. Join me Saturday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio. My guests this week include the Righteous Brothers, legendary Bill Medley, and Bucky Hurd, starting a new 2026 tour. The host of Discovery's Filthy Fortunes, Matt Paxton, actress Valerie Bertinelli, and with a new book, Brian Kilmeade. Saturday nights, 9 Pacific, midnight Eastern, on CRN, Digital Talk Radio.
Hi, friends. This is John Patch. As host of Talkin' Pets, I get asked all the time if I know of a pet odor eliminator product that actually does work. The answer to that is yes. It's called SCOE 10X. And that's SCOE10X, the best odor eliminator product made. And you know why? Because SCOE 10X actually eliminates bad pet odor like urine, feces, vomit, even skunk odor is eliminated. And it's a 100% money-back guarantee. SCOE 10X doesn't mask or cover odor with heavy fragrances. SCOE 10X is fragrance-free. SCOE 10X is completely non-toxic and hypoallergenic. It is so safe you can use it directly on your pet, your own skin, or plants. Read hundreds and hundreds of actual customer success stories at SCOE10X.com. And since SCOE 10X can only be purchased at SCOE10X.com, once you're done reading all those great reviews, get your own bottle of SCOE 10X today. Take it from me, John Patch. Use SCOE 10X, a pet odor eliminator product that actually works.
Traffic along the New York State Thruway had to move over after several cows wandered onto I-90 near exit 56 in Blaisdell. In a social media post, the New York State Thruway Authority said the animals were loose near the roadway and authorities worked to safely corral them. Traffic was delayed as the cows zigzagged between the roadway and the median. A spokesperson for the New York State Police said that the three cows escaped from a disabled livestock trailer that was parked on the shoulder of the thruway. Two of the cows were reported secured fairly quickly. However, the third cow eluded police for a short time before being wrangled by its owners, the police said. Officials later said the cows had been corralled and all emergency units cleared the scene at around 3:30 p.m. Delays remained in the area and motorists were advised to use caution. State police say there were no injuries or other crashes that resulted from this chase. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Karen Vance.
Cows. We're remarkable cows, and wherever we go, it's a fabulous show. Oh, you know we are cows. That's right, we're cows. Such remarkable cows. We can sing very low, we can dance in a row. We are lovely and slow. Yes, you know we are cows. You know we are cows.
Cows, 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 cows.
A turn of the head and a swish of the tail and a tippity-tap of the toes. What a glorious sight in black and white and a touch of pink at the nose. Here we go again, cows.
Hey, we're cows.
We're remarkable cows.
Say hey.
Hello? Hello? Is anyone there?
Watermelon meow meow.
Now, you know poor Steve is like, I'm here, I'm here. Steve in San Diego, how you doing? KCBQ. Hi, Steve.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
How's your weather now on your part of the country? San Diego's always nice. I bet it is, right?
It's 85 degrees.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I think we were up there in Tampa Bay, so.
Yeah.
Although I heard the North is having some decent weather today. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Not
I
bad.
I can't believe all the colors from Oregon because it was, the Doppler said it rained there really hard.
Wow. Yeah, it's, yeah, no, that she said it was like, did she say 70 or something like that? She said it was decent, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. But It's a good weather report, though, because we're a national show, so we get to ask people how the weather is in your part of the country. But I know San Diego is always nice. Mm-hmm. I heard it's got the best weather in the country.
300 days of 72 degrees.
Yeah, can't go wrong. I love San Diego. So, what animal makes this sound? What do you think it is?
Yeah, I don't remember the name. The actual sound is not coming through on the iHeart app, but the in the sand, I'm guessing ostrich.
Well, I would have to say because of the fact that you, the sound is kind of low, but it's kind of like a mooing sound, but you're absolutely correct. Congratulations.
It was a clue that I've been using the head in the sand for years.
So we're gonna send you out a bottle. Have you ever gotten the SCOE 10X before, the odor eliminator?
I have not. My wife was saying I could try and use those on my shoes that I wear in the summer when my feet sweat.
100%. 100%. And, you know, I have a garbage disposal. I've sprayed it in my garbage disposal, and it worked.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm going to send you a bottle of the SCOE 10X. So, Steve, stay on the line, and we're going to ship that out to you and your wife.
I thank you so much. She thanks you even more.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You take care. Hold on. It was ostrich. So that was the answer, ostrich. So 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Study shows cats recognize their owners' voices even if they ignore them. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Karen Vance. Cat lovers may feel vindicated. A recent behavioral study confirms that domestic cats can distinguish their owner's voice from that of strangers, even if they don't respond. Researchers observed subtle ear movements, head turns, and pupil changes when cats heard their human speak compared to unfamiliar voices. Experts say the findings reinforce what many cat owners already know. Cats form strong social bonds, but they express them differently than dogs. So yes, your cat hears you. They're just choosing their moment. For Talkin' Pets, I'm Karen Vance.
I only know that too well. But on that note, this is a writing that I did many years ago and have recently put it into music and a song. So I hope, actually, that you enjoy it.
Till it occurs, it seems to be in our distant futures. We associate it with getting old. At least that was the belief as we've been told. But death sees no face, age, species, or personality. It does not matter if you live amongst rich, middle class, or poverty. However time decides it is your turn. We can only watch the ones that have gone before us and learn. It is my time to say goodbye to my master who shall watch me die. I am young and life was short for me, but I will live forever in my master's memory. The hardest part of dying is to leave my master and friends, but who is to say this life is the end? For since I must leave this life not of choice, I pray that someday again I will hear my master's voice. There is so much I wanted to do and be, but this life is over at last.
I live my life as best I could and answered the questions I thought I should. But death is a challenge that no one will conquer, whether young, old, one or 100. No one shall live forever, I'm sure.
That is my poem that I wrote, the very first one I've ever written, and I've written many in the past that have been put onto the program as a poem and read to music in the background, but this is now into a song. So if you can share it, I wish that you would. It's called Saying Goodbye. And so, you know, that's always, to me, has been one of the hardest things to think about, is losing. It's one thing. Of course, we all know what it's like to lose a human person in our life. But it is very difficult to lose one of our pets. And, you know, I got to give credit to people that have gone through the point of taking their pet in to be euthanized, basically, because of an illness or age or that factor. Because I have not, personally, in all these years I've had animals, I have not had to experience that.
We had a cat that I had from when I was a baby, and he was getting very elderly. He was about 18 or 19, and he was definitely looking very rough. And so I was going to take him to the vet. I had already made the arrangements to do it, and I was going to pretty much take him there, knowing that he would most likely be put down. But that week that I had planned on taking him, he actually passed away on his own, naturally. So it did make me feel a little bit validated, I'll say, to know that, like, I wasn't wrong in wanting to, like, put him out of his misery. I don't know.
But I've got to give people kudos, because if your animal is in pain, the best thing that I guess you can do is to euthanize the animal.
You have to.
100%.
I've done it right several times.
I agree. I agree with death with dignity. Even
because I love them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because I love them.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And this so will, much.
And that's...
Yeah.
And the thing is, I look at you and I'm like, the courage inside of you to do that. I have not had a pet that has been injured or in pain. I've had old age.
That's wonderful.
But yeah. I have taken care of them in old age and made them comfortable in the realm that they are. But if it's a point where you know they're suffering and they're meowing or they're barking or whining,
they're not saying anything, they don't have to say anything
right.
to suffer.
I mean, you know your animal and how they move and how they act. And if it's just not there, I mean, I got to give you, you know, thumbs up on that, because... that's hard to sit there. But the thing is that the one thing I could say about it, and I know it through listening and I know it through this show, is that your pet actually goes to sleep. So mm-hmm. it's not something like maybe they're even 100% aware of what's going to happen, but they just go to sleep like we would go to sleep.
I don't know if they're aware or not, but I mean, I have had somebody that normally wouldn't do that crawl into my lap and lie down.
Mm-hmm.
When this is about what we're about to do, she normally wouldn't have done that. I can't explain. Mm-hmm. So
they haven't. You think they have an idea?
I think maybe because I wasn't exactly in the best mood of my life, and they can read your feelings.
That's a good point. Well, we got to take a break. You're listening to Talking Pets.
Big John, Big Bad John, Big John.
Dreaming of your next adventure? John Patch here, inviting you to join me, Talkin' Pets, and Colette for an unforgettable journey through Italy, featuring Lake Como, departing September 30th, 2026. Travel from the piazzas of Rome to Venice and Lake Como, where breathtaking landscapes and iconic sights await. From a historic winery and chef-led cooking class to the towering columns of St. Peter's Basilica. Experience the very best of Italy, all seamlessly planned and guided by the travel experts at Colette. With over 100 years of experience, Colette takes care of the details so you can simply enjoy the journey. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942. That's 800-581-8942 and refer to booking number 1382009. Your next great travel story starts here.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works.
Call 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592. 800-510-1592.
Consolidated Credit Solutions Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Kansas CSO 0019051. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 892. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DCA3. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debts may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Actual interest rates, length of program, and monthly payment reductions will vary by consumer and creditor. Yours could be higher or lower. Not a loan company. We do not lend money.
Do you love going on a cruise, or have you always dreamt on going on the cruise vacation of your life? With dozens of cruise companies, who do you call to find the right vacation and deal for you? Now you can make one phone call and shop all the best deals on every single cruise line in the world. You can't get that by calling one cruise line. We have them all, with experts that know the ins and outs of every cruise ship and can tell you the best cruise for your vacation needs. Our cruise packages start at $149. Plus, we offer free internet, free guest packages, and cash back deals. So now is your chance to book the cruise of your lifetime. Call the cruise hotline right now and shop every single cruise line in the world. Here's the number. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Tired of diets that don't work? Ready for a change that really fits your life? Introducing our proven weight loss treatment designed by experts to help you shed pounds safely and keep them off for good. No gimmicks, no crash diets, just real results. Right now, Diet Slim Shot is offering an exclusive deal. Get 50% off your first month when you sign up today. Plus, enjoy a free consultation and a personalized plan tailored to your goals. Imagine feeling lighter, healthier, and more confident without the stress of fad diets. Don't wait. Spots are limited, and this offer won't last. Call now, 626-506-2033. Or visit DietSlimShot.com. Start your journey to a better you. You deserve this. Take the first step today. Call now, 626-506-2033, or go to DietSlimShot.com. That's DietSlimShot.com.
South African wildlife capturer Andre Pinar described a terrifying incident in which a hippo flipped a small boat during a routine capture operation near Hoedspruit. Now, flooding had washed a mother hippo and her calf into a dam, and Pinar's team was called in to relocate them. The plan was to dart the hippo from the water using a small boat to position a floating platform about
20 meters away. However, as they approached, they realized the mother hippo was directly beneath the boat. Before they could react, she surged up and overturned it, throwing Pinar's 20-year-old son, Xander, into the water. Drawing on his experience, Pinar resisted the instinct to jump in, instead staying on the float to avoid escalating the situation. Xander managed to climb onto the overturned boat, and the hippo and calf moved away without further aggression. No one was injured, and the hippo was unharmed. After recovering from the scare, the team abandoned the darting and switched to a slower, more passive capture method. Pinar emphasized that such risks are part of wildlife capture work and said he was most grateful that everyone survived. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news, and please join our social media at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Yeah, it's the hippo song. It's about the hippopotamus. The most dangerous land animal in the world. Hippopotamus. 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 Ah! I'm a hippopotamus. I might just bite your feet.
So we know from this show, and I'm sure from TV and everything else, that the hippo is one of the most deadly animals on this planet.
Yeah. I love them, though. They're so cute.
They are cool. I was watching this morning, actually, on Saturday mornings. I like these two animal TV programs. They're half hour each that I watch. And there was one where a baby elephant got away from his mom. And it swam into the middle of, like, four or five hippos. And I thought, oh, this one's doomed. And, you know, these hippos, like, started pushing it with their nose towards the land.
Well, they're kind of similar. They just have different noses.
It was a baby? Because it was a baby, maybe they were all girls.
I don't know, but I thought, okay, this is it for the
maybe
elephant.
Maybe they don't like people. I don't really know of them to be so dangerous towards other animals so much. I always know of them attacking people. I don't hear too much about hippo.
You're right about that.
Because they're vegetarians.
They're not predators.
No, they're not. They don't. They eat. I mean, maybe they eat fish and stuff, but they seem like they have flat teeth to eat seaweed and stuff.
But they kill the most humans.
People.
Yeah. So maybe they're not so mean to other species. They just don't like us. Wonder why.
Can't imagine.
Yeah.
All we do is kill each other for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, that's quite, you know, all right. So,
let's not teach the animals anything about humans.
You heard my song saying goodbye, and I hope it's okay with Matt and Larry that I read what's on Facebook Live. But Matt says, my first family dog, Mimi, we adopted from a shelter that had a 10-day put-down rule in place because of capacity. The animals on that unfortunate list had to also be of certain age or medical condition. The dog we adopted, Mimi, had 3 days left. We saved her. She lived with us for another few years and died in my arms peacefully one night after we fell asleep, something I will never forget. She had a few more years instead of a few more days, and she barely suffered. And from Larry, I've been with 5 of my dogs so far as the vet and helped them on the final journeys. Heartbreaking, but I wouldn't have it any other way. Can't have them go off alone. And also, Darla, we were with both of our kitties, Whiskers and Callie. Tori died peacefully at home. Sad. But I have to say the one thing from Larry is that I do like the fact of how he ended that, is that they didn't die alone.
Yeah.
They died with you. And when you're going to put a pet to sleep for whatever reason, you're holding them and you're with them. So they know they're not alone. And animals, like you said, Karen, earlier, they feed on your your body movements and your emotions and all, which they do. We all know that. So with the cat that you were talking about, maybe that's what they were, reading your pain and feelings of everything.
Trying to help me.
Right. And that's when they came and passed away in your arms, just like with Matt's dog. So they know. They understand when we're, you know, I had an episode with something today, and I was sitting on my couch, and Shadow jumped up and did the same thing. She snuggled up to me. And I looked at her, to be quite honest. I said, "You understand. You know when Daddy's hurting." And she just stayed there with me and looked at me. And animals mean a lot. They mean the world to us. And don't ever forget that. It truly is unconditional love. I mean, even though when you think about the fact that we have to give them food and water to survive, we give them joy in terms of playing with them and so on and so forth, but it's unconditional. They're still with us no matter what.
And most animals will still love you even if you don't feed them or water them.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, that's true.
Unfortunately, yeah. They shouldn't, but they do.
Yeah.
So it's not the food and water that makes them love you. It's you.
Yeah, 100%. So, you know, thanks for reaching out, everybody, and thanks for liking the song. We hope that you pass it on. You can find it on Talkin' Pets on our Facebook. It's right there. I pinned it at the top, so it's available at Talkin' Pets Radio, TALKIN Pets Radio. And, yeah, pass it along. I have a couple more, like I said, poems that I'm eventually going to put to music, but it means a lot, and I think that's evident in all of our conversations. And everyone listening across the country, how much our pets do mean to us and how important they are. So remember that. Times are harsh, and as of today, even more harsh.
We can't treat the pets better than the people.
Mm-hmm. So spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or your rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Karen Vance.
I'm Lexi Adams.
We say goodbye for Talkin' Pets.
Opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and/or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.